okay. Well, the owner says something about it's got poor sensitivity, so that could be the factor. I don't know what Chad's running there as far as the radio goes, but it sounds like maybe just a handheld, the way it's suspiciously fading every now and again. So a handheld from Livonia is probably going to be a real challenge for that one, even if it were up to snuff. But like I said, the owner said it's got some sensitivity issues, so that probably explains it. And yeah, the GM is a real good one. That one, you know, can be pretty busy. I think, I don't know if they have it permanently connected on All-Star to some sort of network, but there's a lot of traffic on it when they have that morning brew thing going, and I think I'm pretty sure it's always connected, but I don't know. Connected repeaters are nice, but they also, you know, they're also kind of a pain if you just want to chat with a couple of people, like we do here on 20 different repeaters and drive people nuts. Anyhow, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, I just have a QRZ-1 handheld. I do have the long antenna on it, but I am inside the building, and I have a tendency to wander around pacing the floor, so that might explain some of the fade. But I have to now get started and pour some coffee in my neck and have my breakfast and get to work. So I'm going to keep a listen out for you guys and just kind of listen and learn and